Happily, I'm joined in the studio by Megan Carlock and Jennifer Olson from California Hope Crisis Counselors.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Amanda, we need you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're happy to be here.
So Saturday night, I was up all night, and that wind is howling, just, you know, worse than we've seen it for maybe a year. And I sat there, and I'm checking my sources and making sure about any beginning fires, and I've got my shoes right next to me, thinking at any moment I'm going to have to jump in and come to the radio station. I know I was not the only one sleepless in Sonoma County on Saturday night. It's been tough, really tougher since last Thursday, hasn't it?
Yes.
I've had ash falling where I live.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, there's no one untouched, you know, so in one way or another, everybody's affected, and we're certainly seeing a lot of people reaching out to us needing more support, which is, you know, happened previously with the Mendocino and Lake fires and
sure.
The Redding fire earlier this season is when we saw the biggest spike in response for people needing more support again. It's just smoke and wind are big triggers.
Yes.
For obvious reasons.
They seem to affect all of us. Can you gauge by the amount of times your phone rings at California Hope?
Well, I mean, there's four different teams. We have teams throughout the county, so all of us are definitely getting contacted, no matter where we are in the county. There's people reaching out to us, and yeah, we do see the phone ringing more often and getting referrals from different places around the community and the amazing nonprofits that are here supporting people. So, yeah, we definitely see a spike.
But that's a good thing, because people are asking for help, and that's one of the things that are going to help them recover from this.
Yeah, you can't be sitting at home by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One of the biggest things people are reporting to us right now is feeling of isolation, and that's really the struggle. And not just isolation from people, but just isolation in their experience. But the reality is that all of us went through this in one way or another.
Yeah.
And so it's really important for us, one, to reach out when we need help. Certainly reach out to California Hope. That's what we're here for. But also to reach out to friends, family, loved ones, and people that you may have come across over the last year that share the common experience that you had of the fire.
Yeah, because, I mean, the biggest bottom line, it seems to me, in this conversation is you are not only not alone, but you are surrounded by thousands and thousands of people who are going through the same thing to some degree.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. But the nature of trauma is also to kind of go within and to feel unique in your experience, and which we all are, but we also have at least some element of our experience is shared with somebody else in our community. And one of the ways that we can help counter that unexplained instinct after trauma to go within and to feel alone is actually to make an effort to reach out to others. So, you know, it's a little tricky right now with the smoke. It's tougher to get outside, but certainly reaching out and making a phone call to your loved ones or someone you feel like you relate to would be really important right now.
And don't give up on looking for help, because sometimes people will reach out and they're told, aren't you over this by now? And it's really important to get that
not
support.
Not by you, I'll bet.
No. Certainly not by us. It's actually, we're right in line with what is typical time frame for recovery is, you know, a year to 2 years, and we have big triggers right now that pull us right back to our original experience.
Well, nice to know we're acting normally, I suppose.
Acting normally for an abnormal situation.
In a very abnormal situation.
Yeah.
And California Hope, if you don't know about them, then, describe your organization and really, you know, what your funded goal is now.
Sure. So California Hope is a FEMA-funded program that's delivered by the state through the county, and the county has reached out to several different wonderful nonprofits around the county to help facilitate this program. Goodwill Industries here in Santa Rosa, Council on Aging in Santa Rosa, West County Community Services and Petaluma People Services we all have crisis counselors who are from here in the community, and all of us are trained and pretty well experienced at helping people out with the emotional recovery from disaster. So that's what we're here for. We're confidential, so people can reach out to us, and we even work anonymously with people, so we don't even need a name. We just need to support
people. And it's
people
also free.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's free, and we're mobile. So we'll go to wherever people need us, wherever they feel safe and comfortable talking to us.
And that's why we've had the folks from California Hope with us at KSRO at just about every event we've done since the fires, because you never know when somebody is going to need to reach out and do that. So, okay, so what about the rest of us who have not reached out to you, for example, but who are going through many of the things that you describe? What can we do for ourselves, particularly in these times when the triggers are spiking?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things we can do to provide self-care for ourselves, trying to get enough sleep. Kind of the go-to things
That's
when
not
you're
easy.
Going through. No, it is not easy. There's some routines you can create around sleep that help people, you know, going to bed at the same time every night. Going to bed and not sitting up reading or doing anything other than sleep in your bed actually is really helpful to help
phones.
You sleep. Yeah, no phones, no watching TV in bed. I know that can be routine for some people, but there's actually a lot of research that supports people seeing that they sleep better if they're only using their bed for sleep, and if they're going to sleep and waking up at the same time every day. Those are two really easy things to shift around to help support
your
sleep.
Hardly any of us do that.
Yeah, but you know, in the moment, you know, even if we're not talking about sleep, what about during the day when you get triggered? What if you're at work or someplace, you know, that, what do I do right now while I'm triggered? One of the best ways that we have to help relax our nervous system and gain a little bit sense of calm in a moment where we're feeling triggered is actually doing a breathing exercise. And Jennifer, do you want to lead us
sure.
in what we call 3-6 breathing?
Oh, good.
And all of us can do this together?
And it only takes 9 seconds, and you can do this wherever you are, and nobody's going to notice. People have great coping skills often, but they're wondering why they aren't working. So just try this exercise, everybody within radio earshot, and let's do it together. So we're going to breathe in slowly to a count of three. We're going to breathe out to a count of six.
Oh.
So let's try this. Breathing in, one, two, three. Breathing out, one, two, three, four, five, six.
And that's the first breathing exercise I've ever done on the
air. Oh, well, congratulations. Welcome. It actually does, you know, no matter what you think about breathing exercises, there's lots of research to show that this is a biological thing that really helps us gain control over calming our nervous system.
It's kind of like counting to 10 before you say something,
right? It is. But with it is the mechanism of using our lungs, which is deeply connected to our nervous system.
Yeah.
So you can't help but have your nervous system calm when you breathe in this way. And also, exhaling CO2, more CO2 than you're inhaling oxygen, just helps your nervous system calm automatically. It's biological.
And it calms down your heartbeat. It slows it down. You can even take your heartbeat while you're doing this exercise, and it's slowing it down while you're breathing out. So it just calms down the body.
Wow, that's very cool. Well, I'm a big believer in meditation, so I get that the breathing exercises are definitely helpful. But it sounds easier to do and more compact.
Yeah.
That
and can be done
can
anywhere.
Do. Yeah.
You know, at any time.
In your office, in the car.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
driving
right.
around in the car, which is oftentimes when we
that's
need
right.
to calm
now, if
down.
If you're driving
just
around
a little
or
bit.
Walking around, I recommend you have a N95 as well mask.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
addition, while you're breathing. But this is a really simple way for people throughout the day to be able to calm themselves in a moment. You can do this, just one, and then if you're still feeling anxious, doing two or three of them. I recommend breathing normally for about 30 seconds in between them, and then giving it another go, and your nervous system will calm.
That sounds pretty easy. What do you guys do? Because you're all in Sonoma County. You're all from Sonoma. Most of you are from Sonoma County.
Yep, we are.
What do you do when you reach that anxious threshold?
Well, honestly, we have built into our program learning a lot of practices for self-care, and we're teaching them to others, but we have to put them into practice ourselves as well, especially since we're the ones here who are ready to support people at any time. So lots of things. All of us do 3-6 breathing. We do it together as a team when we're together. But also going back to before the disaster, thinking about the things in your life that kept you calm, that calmed you down or kept you relaxed.
Going to that happy place.
Exactly, going to that happy place.
Yeah.
Imagining, and honestly, this is a really powerful thing to do, just imagining, pull up a memory in your mind of someplace before, when you were on vacation out of town, someplace that was really calming, someplace that you can still go to in your mind that's very calming for you. Memory, our brains don't remember that, or they don't know the difference between what's actually happening now and a memory. So if you have a calm memory that that you can pull into your mind.
Well, I hope we have at least one of those.
Certainly. So pulling one of those up into your mind helps calm your nervous system as well and helps you remember what it is to be calm again.
I would think you've all of you folks at California Hope would feel a lot of job security right now, because there is no lack of need for what you're offering.
There's certainly no lack of need. Our funding as of right now goes through, we have FEMA funding through the end of January, and we have the wonderful gift of funding from Kaiser through the end of April. And we're plugging away, working on more opportunities for extending our program. We're certainly willing and hoping to be here for as long as possible.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you've been such a great addition to our community, and a time when clearly not we needed you most, but we continue to need you most.
Yes.
And fortunately for us in Sonoma County, the county is committed. Everybody's committed to making sure that mental health services are available to all of us. And how about a phone number for California Hope?
So you can reach out to us at 707-608-8805, or if you're a Spanish speaker, 707-608-8825.
One more time.
707-608-8805 for English speakers, and for Spanish speakers, 707-608-8825.
Very good. We'll put those on our website once again to Megan Carlock and Jennifer Olson. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Very, very important, ongoing importance in Sonoma County as we try to keep ourselves well, even as we begin the process of reaching out to the people north of us and south of us. Plenty of ways to do that. We'll keep you informed about that as people, those who can, begin to go back home. Take care of yourselves. You got that breathing exercise now under your belt. Go out and make it a great Monday. Happy Veterans Day.